Hello.
Hey, Max, it's Gabe Cardiff.
Yeah, how you doing?
Not bad. Just a couple of real brief questions for you. Did you say business? You've been in business since 1984, is that correct?
The business I'm in now, I think I started in 2000. I've been in business in Florida since 1976.
76. Okay, so we'll put 16 years.
I had a business at the port where I used to do $18 million a year in steel scrap, but the market dropped around 1998 to 2000, and I moved off that property because the rent was $300,000 a year. The port charged a lot. So that was too much, so I moved to this property that my cousin owned, so I rent from him. I don't need to own any property right now.
Okay.
And rent is cheap, a couple thousand a month, but he waives it, so I don't even pay anything.
Okay. Yeah, it was actually, so that was going to be my next question was the rent, so...
It's $2,000 a month, but I don't pay it.
All right.
Because I made a deal to rent him some equipment I owned to one of his companies, so I don't have to pay any rent. They use my equipment. So
okay.
I have a crane, $500,000 crane, so they use that, and I don't pay no rent for the thing they use it. And they put a man on it, and I don't have to do nothing.
Gotcha.
So that's a good deal for me. And
yeah, absolutely.
Crane is paid for, so I don't worry about having no payments. The only thing I have a payment on is a Bobcat to Wells Fargo Bank for about $1,100 a month. And they just sent me a thing that they gave me credit for $75,000 more if I wanted to buy equipment. So I don't need to buy any more equipment right now. So that's okay. We're doing okay.
Yeah, nice. And then my final question here is, are you guys an S? I know you guys are incorporated. Is it S Corp or C Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp. That's what I...
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, it flows through to me. So it'd be a C Corp, wouldn't it? Or an S Corp.
I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you.
Now, wait a minute. It's an S Corporation, I think they call it, in Florida.
Okay.
All the profits or whatever losses flow through to me, whatever kind it is. S Corporation, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what I initially had in my notes. I think it is.
It's an S Corp.
Okay. And, I think that's all the questions I have. We're going to get the ball rolling on this for you and see what we can do.
How's it looking?
To be honest with you, I haven't even gotten any feedback. I'm sending it over. I've been putting together the bank statements, and I'm sending it over to the credit analyst now. But revenue looks good to me. Everything looks good. So, I've been doing this for a little while now. So, yeah, we'll be in touch as soon as I hear something or have any questions or needs there for you. Okay?
Yeah. I get more goddamn calls today. I don't know why everybody's calling.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear that a lot.
On deck. Somebody that said there were a sister company of On Deck. Is there such a thing? Is there really?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, they're syndicated with... we have a relationship with them, too, that we'll utilize
on occasion. Relationship. He said it was a sister corporation with On Deck, and my credit was excellent. And he wanted to do a loan because he knew that I borrowed from On Deck at one time.
That sounds like a lie. No, that sounds like a bunch of bullshit. Yeah,
they don't need a sister corporation. They're big enough to call themselves.
Exactly.
You seem to know all about me, though.
I found out. That is strange, but yeah. I wouldn't believe a word of that. But, we work with them sometimes. They're a good company. We've had a partnership with them for several years. So, anyways,
yeah,
I'm going to get...
They don't own you. He acted like they owned them.
No, he's lying to you, Max.
Like
I guarantee it.
He acted like it was a sub company of On Deck.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he called himself. Started with an M, Maine, or some name. I don't know. Some weird ass shit. It didn't sound right to me.
Yeah, that I wouldn't believe that. Yeah.
Said I had great credit. I don't know. Maybe that's all bullshit too.
No, you do have decent credit, but he probably says that to everyone he calls. You know what I mean?
I don't know. My credit score should be right around 7, 38, 40, something like that. Personal credit. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go over that stuff with you. Yeah, we'll be in touch as soon as we have an answer for you. All right, Max, appreciate that.
I'll tell you one thing. There must be a lot of fucking money out there to lend, because all these people call up must be lending money to somebody. And the bank certainly ain't lending the money.
Right. And that's why, you know, a lot of these finance companies are just popping up, you know, left and right. We've been around for, you know, 12 or 13 years, so, which very, very few of them have. So, we're different in a lot of ways in these pop-up shops.
Everybody's got a different story. Just amazes me.
Yeah.
What kind of shit they tell you.
I believe it, yeah.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
No, I hear you. My dad has a small business, and he says he gets called all day long. Just people, you know, saying the same thing that you said. You have great credit, you know.
He gets the same thing?
All day, yeah. He says all day, every day.
The banks would just lend some money. They'd make money, but they don't even do it.
I know, and that's, you know, it's unfortunate.
What's his name? J.P. Morgan, I guess, or Chase or somebody, is going in with On Deck to take a piece of the action.
Yeah, I think
they... give them money.
Yeah, I think they do have a relation. Now, that they do have... I know for sure they have a relationship together. But that makes sense. I'm sure whatever that guy was calling... that whatever that guy was saying when he called you was...
No, I heard that on the Wall Street Journal and on the news.
Oh, no, that's... No, that is true. J.P. Morgan and On Deck do have a relationship.
Yeah, they're going to give them money for On Deck, more money, so they can lend it.
Right.
Fucking bank won't lend it.
They
don't lend it.
I don't see why they should just go after it themselves. It's kind of an interesting...
They won't.
There's a lot of politics to it.
It's something that they don't have the expertise or the people to do this type of business.
Right. That's what they said. Makes sense, though. But yeah, it's a lot of.
All right. Well, when you get some more news, let me know.
You got it, Max.
Anytime you need me, call.
Okay. Thanks,
right.
Max. Thanks, Max.
Take
I appreciate
care.
Your time. Take care.
All right. Bye.